Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. Anne is coming to us from her home in Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, That's What the Kingdom of God is Like.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. He said, To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything. I carry mustard seeds in my wallet, not the yellow spherical ones that are found on spice racks. I carry the little ones that are from the land where Jesus walked. They are spectacularly tiny, each one about the size of a finely ground fleck of pepper. I have a miniature Ziploc of them, and whenever the moment feels ripe, which it often does if you are a catechist or a preacher by training, I get the mustard seed out and invite someone to extend a finger, and I place one on their fingertip. And we just sit and look at it for a while in amazement that something could be so small, and that of all the things that Jesus might have compared the kingdom of God to, he chose a mustard seed. Why is that? What are we supposed to know? I mean, seriously, picture an ant and know that a mustard seed from Israel is 100 times smaller than that. Or picture the head of a straight pin. It's still 50 times smaller than that. Truly, this bag I have in my wallet is no more than 1 inch by 1 inch in size, but there have to be thousands of mustard seeds in there. Because I've had the same bag for years and shared mustard seeds with hundreds of people, and I've barely made a dent in my supply. They are so tiny that some scripture scholars think that in Jesus' time, people did not even know that mustard seeds existed. Rather, mustard plants would just suddenly appear in their fields like weeds, and they would have had no idea where they came from. Perhaps the kingdom of God is something like that. A surprise from nowhere, maybe not always a welcome one. But Jesus knew there was such a thing as a mustard seed, which tells me that at least he must have been a very close observer of nature, someone who was interested in figuring out the source of a mystery, which is perhaps the same quality which locked him, like most of us listening here today, in such a profound quest for God. Where does burgeoning life begin? That life that stretches and strengthens and supports other forms of life, where does it come from? Jesus seemed to realize that the quest to understand the mystery of abundant life and the quest to understand the mystery of God were one and the same thing. The kingdom of God, another way of saying God's dream for us, God's will for us, God's deepest hope for our planet. It has something to do with the mystery of growth and transformation. And transformation in such a way that all the creatures of the earth can find a home. But it begins small. It begins wickedly small. In places and spaces and modes and manners that oftentimes anyone who's not paying very close attention would be able to spot. It begins with one childless old man named Abraham setting out into the desert. One unmarried teenager in Nazareth who says yes. One 5-pound, 3-ounce baby born in a Bethlehem cave. One boy who gives his meager lunch to a crowd of 5,000. One quiet conversation in the dark with Nicodemus. One healing hand laid on the shoulder of a sick mother-in-law. It begins with a fragment of bread, a sip of wine. The kingdom of God begins in such a way that it could be found in your wallet. And so never doubt that one thing that you do matters. Never fear that any kind word you say has no impact, or that any small gift you give goes unnoticed by the one who has eyes that can spot mustard seeds. Who you are and what you do and how you do it is a thing of infinite consequence. When one considers the impact of small things, said the New York politician Bruce Barton back in the late 1930s, one begins to realize that there is no such thing as a small thing. Or maybe there is, says Jesus. Yet that's what the kingdom of God is like.